So let's review. In conclusion of the shaila from the previous daf, whether loy also beishamei kedivrein, beishamei did not follow their opinions and practice, but those of Beisil, or also beishamei kedivrein, beishamei did follow their own opinions and practice. The Gemara cites a brisa, Tashema b'mei Reb Doisa ben Hyrcanus hutru tzaras habas la'achen. Shema mina, asu shema mina. Indeed, beishamei did follow their own opinions and practice. The Gemara relates that the Chacham initially thought that it was Reb Doisa ben Hyrcanus who issued this ruling of Tzaras Habas Muteres. The Chacham sent a delegation to him consisting of Reb Yeshua, Reb Elazar ben Azariah, Reb Akiva. And he clarified that it was his brother Yoinis ben Hyrcanus who was Mitamid Shammai who issued his ruling. Avol Meirane, Alay Shemayim V'Oretz, Sh'al Meduchu Zu Yoshev Chag HaNavi. I can testify that this issue was thoroughly contemplated by the prophet Chagai. V'amar shleisha dvarim, he issued the following three rulings. Tzaras habas asura, because halacha kebeisil. Amen umayiv, ma'astrin ma'isru oni b'shviyiz, u'makavlin gerim min hakarduyin u'min artamudim. The Gemara explains the other two rulings. Amen umayiv, ma'astrin ma'isru oni b'shviyiz. Damamar harbe karachim kavshu oyle mitzrayim, many cities, such as the lands of Amen umayiv, were conquered during the first entry into Eretz Yisrael. But were not conquered during the second entry. The first sanctification was only for as long as Klal Yisrael was in the land and ceased during Golas Babel. Upon return, the Chachamim sanctified Eretz Yisrael a second time. But they omitted the land of Amon Amoyev so that poor people will have a source of work during the seventh year, Shemitah, when work is forbidden in Eretz Yisrael. Now, this land is also Pater Mitchumay Sumaisri Sumatnas Ani Minatar, since it does not have Kedusha Sa'aretz. However, the Chacham enacted that it is Chayv Mitchumay Sumaisri Sumatnas Ani Midrabanan, so that poor people will have a source of produce during the seventh year when there is a shortage of produce in Eretz Yisrael. Generally, the second Maisr rotates as follows during the 6 years. It is Maisr Sheni in years 1 and 2, and 4 and 5, and it is Maisr Ani in years 3 and 6. In the 7th year, there is no Maisr in Eretz Yisrael. In Ma'amon Amoyev, the Chacham made it Maisr Ani to benefit Daniim. The third ruling. U'mekablin ger min hakarduyin min hartamudim. The Gemara actually cites in Machlokes whether mekablin ger min hartamudim or e'mekablin ger min hartamudim, whether we accept converts from the people of Tarmud. There are two possible reasons not to accept them. The Avodim Kenanim of Shlema HaMelech were able to acquire Jewish wives because of their wealth and power. Since Ovid Kichavim Ve'Ever Haba Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzerim, their offspring would be Jewish but Mamzerim. Mishum Benoisi Rishalayim. During the Churban, Jewish women were violated. As the Pasuk in Eicha says, Noshim Betzion Inu, and their offspring would be Jewish but Mamzerim for the same reason. Reb Doisa ben Hyrcanus testified that Chag HaNavi ruled that we are not concerned about the above, after three agadic interpretations of Pesukim, one of which is related to the Churban, the Gemara returns to the issue of Oivit Kechavim Abbas Yisrael. Amr Behuda Amr Asi, Oivit Kechavim Shekidish Bezman Hazeh Choshen Likedushin Shema Me'asaras Hashvatim Hu. If an apparently non-Jewish man betrothed a Jewish woman, we must be concerned that it is a valid Kedushin, because he might be a Jew, a descendant of the 10 tribes who intermarried. Therefore, the woman must acquire a get from this man before she can marry another man. Although called the parish, merubah parish, anything that is found outside of a fixed location is assumed to have originated from the majority, and this man should be assumed to be a non-Jew whose kedushin is not effective. The Gemara explains, beduchta dekvi, we're speaking of a place they are settled, and kol kavu kemechza mechza dami. If the doubt arises in a fixed location, we ignore the majority and treat it as an even safek. Therefore, cheshen lekedushin. Shmuel disagrees. Ein cheshen lekedushin, and explains, in an intermarriage, whether the offspring is a Jew is determined by the mother. Bincha habo min Yisraelis kar bincha, ve'ein bincha habo min o'ivedes kechavim kar bincha ele b'na. Your son or grandson born by a Jewish mother is considered your son, a Jew, regardless of his non-Jewish father. However, your son or grandson born by a non-Jewish mother is not considered your son, but her son, a non-Jew, regardless of his Jewish father. Therefore, if this man who is Mekadesh, a Jewish woman, was a descendant of a man from the Asaras Hashpatim who intermarried, in Cheshon Lekedushin, because he's an Akum, and we don't have to be concerned that he might be a descendant of a woman from the Asaras Hashpatim, Because Gemiri, Debansa, Dahudara, Itzteruya, Itztaru. We know by tradition that the women of the original Aseret HaShvatim were unable to conceive because their womb was damaged during the arduous journey. A second version of Shmuel says, Leizazim Misham Achasum Ibdi Kechavim Gemur. Shnema Bashem Bogdu, Kibanim Zaram Yeladu. The Nevi'im, Apirucha Kodesh, declared them to be complete non-Jews, therefore in Cheshon LeKedushin. The Gemara completes the parak with a discussion of various cities whose inhabitants were of questionable lineage.